Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Reese, you've been dragging me through this fucking mud of a podcast for 4 years. What the fuck you got for me today? I'm rearing to go. Let's do it.
Today we are talking about a Canadian politician called Joey Shithead.
You're shitting me. Please tell me no. This is legal name.
It's not his legal name, but he's famously known as Joey Shithead.
I'm a little disappointed, but okay. All right. I'm in. Let's do this.
Just climbing down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters. And with me is the slightly bored of Italy, Jesse Harley.
I'm not bored of Italy. The pizza here is astounding. I'm bored of being sold constantly wherever I go, nonstop, constant selling. It's maddening, honest to God. But I talked about that in Juicy Bits and I don't have to talk about it again. So it's all good. I'm heading to Spain tomorrow. I'm going to Malaga, Spain tomorrow. Which
nice.
Was recommended to me because it is by the ocean and I can just kind of wander and be lazy and engage in the siestas on the beach, which sounds lovely.
Nice.
That's my next stage. And getting the fuck out of Italy where nobody understands me anyway, despite how much I'm trying to learn the language.
Yeah, just give up. And just step one, speak English. Step two, speak English louder.
Yeah. If they detect in any way, shape, or form that you are not an Italian, they will speak English immediately to you. Immediately.
Do you know what the weird experience I have in the Mediterranean is that I'm from the part of Wales where there's a lot of people have dark hair and a darker complexion.
Yeah.
And there's a weird history why. So apparently some of the original people who settled in the area where I'm from originally came from the Iberian Peninsula, which would have been like Spain and the Mediterranean. But so I will get mistake. People will talk to me in Italy, Italian or Greek. Or Spanish.
Oh, wow.
First.
Oh, that's fun.
And then I just go, I'm sorry, I don't speak. And then they just go, oh, you're one of those two. So,
but even like the simple stuff, like ordering a fucking coffee or paying for something, like they'll still speak in English to you. And I'm like, I don't know. Like they came up and asked me if I wanted a bottle. I asked for a bottle of water, Acqua Frizzante. And he holds up his finger. One, I'm like, due. He's like, two. I'm like, due. I know what two is in Italian, right? And then he just kept speaking English. Like, here you go. Would you like your change? I'm like, grazie. He's like, goodbye. I'm like, ciao. Like, fuck, just fuck off. Oh my God. Like, I'm getting upset. Anyway.
<It's> so funny.
Just fucking.
Hey, John, do you know what happened in my life?
Yeah.
Just more basketball. I had one got a basketball tournament this weekend. That's gonna be good. More basketball.
Nice. Your kid.
And then
soccer
kid, season starts.
Not soon, for you. For your kid. To. You don't do any.
Oh God, not for me. No, I'm an embarrassment for the basketball.
All right.
Imagine going to SeaWorld and getting a seal drunk, and then asking them to hit a ball around. That's what it looks like.
I would 100% pay for that. Just letting you know, yeah. If that either like getting a seal drunk or getting you drunk and asking either one of you to play with a basketball, like that sounds like a fun evening for me.
Well, it looks like I'm drunk when I play with a basketball, even if I'm sober. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I should update our listeners on what happened this week for me, which is very interesting, I think. So I was,
well, of course you do. It's your life.
Well, never mind. No, fuck it. No, never mind. No, it's fine. You just told me the only thing going on in your life is more basketball, which you yourself will play. I was interested until you said that. Fucking asshole.
So, tell him your story.
No, never. No, I'm done now. No, I'm done.
Fine, okay, cool.
Publicly embarrassed me long enough. Let's do this. Just teach me my shit.
Did you want to learn about Joe? Do you want to learn about Joey Shithead?
I guess. Fine.
Shithead isn't his real name. His last name. His real name is Joe Keith Lee, but Shithead is a much better last name.
All right.
And he grew up in Burnaby, British Columbia.
I lived in Burnaby.
When he was 11, he started playing the drums because he was inspired by a jazz band at his sister's wedding.
Okay. When was he in Burnaby?
When?
Yeah.
This would have been, I think this was like the 60s.
Okay. Yeah, I was there in the early 2000s.
So, Joey Shithead then started getting his own drums and started banging on a kit of his own, as he described, which his father hated. And he described his father as super square and completely right wing. So they didn't get on. So Joey enjoyed taking up the guitar and vocals and starting a band, which kind of pissed his dad off, from what I understand.
Right. Because he, okay. Conservatives famously don't like music.
No, they don't like angry punk music, which is what Joey Shithead is famous for.
Okay.
Yeah, so this time, it was by the time we get to the 70s, it was Joey was a teenager. There was the Vietnam War, and America was testing nuclear weapons off Alaska, which isn't too far away from Canada, as you probably know from your geography, Jesse.
Not too far away from Alaska, did you say?
Canada isn't far from Alaska.
I mean, it's attached, so.
Exactly.
Not far at all.
No, exactly. It's really close, depending on where you are. Anyway, so, and this made Joey Shithead get very politically active from a young age. So because of this, when he was 16, him and 300 of the students walked out of school in a protest that was organized by Greenpeace. And then kind of music and activism. Was that?
What was
because of the nuclear tests in Alaska.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So his entire life, music and activism has been like key to him, key to who he is and his causes in life and his identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Punks tend to do that.
Yeah. And so he wanted, this is a quote saying, you could express yourself musically and lyrically pretty well any way you wanted to be. Outrageous, the way rock was supposed to be before it was co-opted by Elvis Presley. So he was obviously kind of like, he liked the more outsider music, and that led to him with his older brother Chuck Biscuits, which is obviously also another like Joe Shithead, a made up
fucking amazing name, Chuck Biscuits.
Chuck Biscuits sounds a bit tamer than Joey Shithead.
Just like you're throwing up breakfast.
It should be called, if it was me, I'd call myself Ass Biscuits or something. That would be better. So So they started a band called The Skulls, and then they broke up, and then they formed a band called DOA.
Dead on Arrival.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
So they then became, they started playing in underground clubs in the 70s, and basically started to write very angry lyrics attacking the establishment. Do you like that kind of music, Jesse?
It's not really mine. I've listened to it before.
Punk music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening the other night while walking the dog to Pennywise. I love that kind of music.
I don't
do you
know.
Listen to Pennywise?
No.
Just go and listen to some Pennywise after this.
Okay.
Angry punk music about smashing things up and I don't
Are
know.
You serious?
Hitting the man over the head with a pole, that kind of thing.
So that's all right. Yeah,
you
yeah.
get the idea.
Yep.
Anyway, so but I mean that's not what he did. But that's just me referencing a punk band I listened to. So. So he loved the way that he could use music and kind of like really paint pictures of like try and make a difference music, but also kind of like make points. So he kind of some of his kind of lyrics became controversial. But again, he kind of stressed that he doesn't want this to happen, but it was more of like an artistic expression. So he, in a 1981 song, Smash the State, the lyrics were, kill Pierre Trudeau, kill Ronnie Reagan, kill Margaret Thatcher, kill them all.
Wow.
Probably sung differently from how I said it. But one at the class war, the lyrics are, I want a war between the rich and poor. So it was a kind of very angsty and angry kind of music. But it wasn't just about music. He started to turn up to a lot of campaigns and benefits and fundraisers for issues that he cared about, like Rock Against Radiation in Vancouver and Rock Against Racism in Chicago, for instance. And then there's a really funny story where they went to do a benefit concert to stop the logging of old growth forests in the Stein Valley in 1986. And the concert, the local loggers did not like the punks. And it apparently they said Joey said you don't show up to a chainsaw fight armed with a guitar. So it tried to, the loggers tried to shut them down. It's quite funny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But then some of the you know, the angriness, the angry, hey, kill everyone, you know, in power, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It did, you know, and the political activism. And he wasn't associated with this, but one of his friends in the 80s, a guy called Jerry Hanna, was the front man of a punk band called the Subhumans.
Okay.
Ended up being part of it. Have you ever heard of the Squamish Five?
No. What was the name of his band again? The Skulls?
DOA.
DOA, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. So he became friends with a band called the Subhumans, and the Squamish Five were self-styled urban guerrillas that operated in the 1980s, and they took direct action. And what that looked like was they would vandalize the BC Ministry of Environment offices, They began training with stolen weapons in deserted areas of North Vancouver. They stole a large amount of dynamite from the Department of Highways, and they used it to create a large bomb that they set off at a hydro station in BC that caused over $3 million worth of damage.
Holy shit.
And left four transformers beyond repair. Nobody was injured.
What kind of bomb was this?
Dynamite, just a ton of dynamite in the back of a stolen pickup truck.
That's amazing.
They also targeted Litton Industries, a company that was producing guidance components for American cruise missiles.
What year was this? This was in the 60s?
This was in the 80s.
The 80s. Wow.
Yeah. They also firebombed three franchises of Red Hot Video, a chain of video porn stores that had attracted attention of feminists in the area.
Why were they?
Because they were accused of selling snuff films and pedophilic pornography. So they firebombed them.
Wow. Okay. So this is like, Greenpeace on extreme.
Yeah, it's kind of hey, we could protest, or let's do more direct action. So they didn't. I don't think they killed anyone though from any of these attacks. I think it was like purposefully, like destruction of property and not like loss of life or injury.
Right.
But I mean, that's always dangerous because when you put 550 kilograms of dynamite in a pickup truck, you're kind of playing with fire. If you know what I mean. So anyway, they were arrested. They all kind of went to train it. They all went to prison. And kind of Joey was determined to kind of say, you know, he didn't want to associate with the kind of more direct tactics. He said one of the reasons Canada is one of the greatest places in the world is that there's a level of civil discourse where we don't settle things by killing people, hijacking, kidnapping, blowing up people. We have to keep that in mind, or we're good on a really bad slope. So it's quite profound from Joey Shithead.
No kidding. How did he get the nickname Joey Shithead?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Well, if you're in a punk band, you've got to come up with an alternative name.
Did he come up with it, or did other people call him that?
I don't know. If you were in a punk band, I'd call you Jesse Balls.
I like it. That's good. Yeah. I'd call you...
What'd you call me?
Reese Foreskin. Because of all your foreskin.
Thanks. So much of it. I have to tuck it into my belt.
And that's what you do before every show. Yeah, just.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrifying.
So,
a poster child for circumcision.
Exactly.
Don't be like Reese Foreskin, kids.
Just cut it out. That's the tagline. Just cut it out or off. Just cut it off.
Okay.
We're good. My life was terrible before circumcision. Anyway. So over four decades, just
wake up first thing in the morning. Wake up first thing in the morning and braid your foreskin so it doesn't get in the way.
Just braiding it. Jesus, this is horrible. I don't like this. Sorry. Very useful for smuggling drugs, though.
Yeah. Okay, please continue.
So over four decades, DOA has released 17 albums, toured the world, and
wow.
and like they are one of the longest lasting punk groups with and successful too. And Joey Shithead is established as kind of, you know, one of the main lead people in that kind of outfit. But he then transitioned into normal politics as he got older. He ran for a councillor in his area.
Wow.
And eventually got elected.
He did?
Yeah, he got elected. So he was like, I'm not the same man I was when I was 20, when I wrote, you know, Smash the State, Kill Pierre Trudeau. He was now 63. He's got a wife of 33 years, three kids, a grandchild, and a minivan. So he's kind of a very different person now because, you know, he's got older. So he said the song was never supposed to be taken literally, but it was kind of, he wanted to just condemn actions. And he's kind of very much now adapting to the how do you operate in City Hall. Going from being an angry punk singer and an activist, he's now transitioned into how can I get stuff done in a bureaucracy?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, that's, you know, okay. I like this transition. This works for me. Yeah.
I like this. Yeah, exactly. And he's now seeing it from the other side as well, apparently. He said, like, he's kind of getting used to the fact that...
You're saying he is getting... like, he's currently running?
No, he's... I think he's elected as it is now. He is elected.
That's what I meant. Like, he's currently...
Currently in office, yeah.
Wow. This is in BC, in Burnaby?
He's in BC, yeah. So... And the Vancouver Sun named him one of British Columbia's most influential people of all time.
Wow. So please tell me that please tell me his name was Joey Shithead. That would have been amazing.
I don't think it was.
That would be so cool. I don't think that would be rock. That would be punk. That'd be amazing.
I know. But I'm gonna go listen to some DOA.
Yeah, me too. No, I won't. Let's face it. I'm not gonna do that. I have disease.
I will.
Excuse
Jesus,
me.
Bless you. So, in conclusion, what's the call to action, Jesse?
Go to our website for our live show. Wait, we're doing some admin first, and then Reese is going to quiz me. If you want to wait, dear listener, until after the admin is done, you can join it for the quiz.
Fine.
So the admin
quiz.
Canadian
politics is boring.com. Yay,
there's a banner at the top. You click that and you can buy a ticket to come see us live in Halifax, Nova Scotia. When and where, Reese?
It is Sunday, May 26th, 2024 at 8 p.m. Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, Halifax. Get your tickets now.
That was really good. That was well done.
No refunds.
Small venue, only 50-some seats. So
55 tickets. And the tickets are selling, you'll be pleased to know.
I am pleased to know. That's wonderful. Oh, good. So if you want to be one of the 55 people, get your ticket now. And, you know, we'll talk to you after the show.
You could spit on us.
Come buy us a drink after the show. Come get shit-faced with us. Buy a t-shirt. Tickle Reese. He loves getting tickled by strangers. It'll be fun. Fun times. Get to learn something new and get quizzed. He'll quiz me. Reese is going to quiz me and quiz the audience. Quiz you guys.
Do you know what I'm going to do? If you're telling people to tickle, I'm going to go around with a glass, get everyone to spit in it, and then make you drink it at the end.
That's fucking horrifying. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ.
You want strangers to tickle me.
You want me to drink 55 strangers spit in a glass? Those two are not comparable.
Okay. I don't want you to, but you've made me have to escalate to that point.
Horrifying. Jesus Christ. I am not doing it. Fine. Nobody tickle Reese. Fine.
Thanks. Thank you. That's all I ask. Great. Let's do a quiz.
Okay. CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com.
What was Joey Shithead's real name?
Oh, fuck, man. I genuinely forget it. It's like some boring name, like Joey
Keith Lee.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember that.
There we go.
I'm having major brain fog today, so like give me easy ones. This is like major
the,
brog,
it's probably
brain
all
fog.
The red one.
I had half a glass.
What was his brother's name in the band he started?
He had a brother. Oh, the other yeah, no.
What did you say?
No, I know his band's name was DOA. And I did remember, but I forget. I know you liked to listen to Pennywise. No, I don't remember the band's name, the brother's band name. What was it?
Chuck Biscuits.
That's right. Oh, I even made a joke about it. Fuck. This is how brain fog I am today. Brain dead. Okay, that's a good point. All right.
What was the name of the urban guerrilla group that was friends with Joey? But then went off and did some politically motivated bombs.
Evil Greenpeace. No?
No, it was the Squamish Five.
See, if I was in a better mental state, I'd be able to remember all of these. These are excellent questions. Dear listener, I hope you got them. I'm 0-0 today. That's horrible. Great questions, though. Thank you for the quiz. I'll do so, better.
Yeah, next time. It's good. Yeah.
I swear. I will.
Yeah, you should. Bye, everyone.
Well, that was fun.
Thank you for listening. And yeah, thank you for listening. And I hope that everyone has a great time in life. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.